Next normal, we study at home.
Uusi normaali, me opiskellaan kotona.
Següent normalitat, estudiem a casa.
When you think about the past month, what are the first three words that come into your mind?
Stressful, competing, and difficult.
Frustration, loneliness, anxiety, change and opportunity.
Challenging, educational, positive surprise.
Welcome, everybody, to finally a new episode of our podcast series, Next Normal, We Study at Home. We are very happy to be back and to welcome you to this episode, in which we will talk to students from Finland. The past weeks have been busy for everybody. All the higher education institutions have been preparing for the start of a new semester with unclear conditions. When before we all talked about hybrid semesters and at least first year students going back to the campuses in some cases, the situation has become more severe. It's been busy times for us as well. My colleague Patricia Bonodo and me, working at the research team Next Education and at the Cooperative State University Baden-Württemberg in Karlsruhe, Germany, where we are also producing this podcast. It's been some weeks since we conducted the interview with our students from Finland, and since then lots of things have happened, and this is also a sign of the agile situation, of the situation that is changing so quickly, and the new normal becoming an unknown situation again. That also shows how important it is to listen to students, and to listen to their very important ideas for the next normal of higher education. For this podcast, we are very happy to talk to three students that study in Finland. The contacts were facilitated by our partner, the European Students Union, and by the two Finnish student unions, the SAMOK and the SYL. And we're very happy that we had the opportunity to talk to Misha Tervala, Clara Garcia Milan, and Rico Martikainen, but they will introduce themselves.
Hello, my name is Rico Martikainen. I'm studying at the Southeastern Finland University of Applied Sciences, and I'm going to be a community educator in the future. At my student union, I'm the first vice president, and I'm responsible for communications.
Hi, my name is Miisa Tervala, and I study social services in the Laurea University of Applied Sciences, which is in the southern Finland. I'm also in my student union. I'm a president there and responsible for advocacy work in municipalities.
Hello, my name is Clara, and I'm from Barcelona in Spain, but I'm currently living in Finland, in Jyväskylä, actually. I'm studying here my master's in development, education, and international cooperation. So I'm very interested in all these educational issues and educational revolution around the world. As I said before, I'm interested in education. I was a teacher, and it's always, Finland is a reference in education, and it was kind of of my dream to come here and to see how it works in practice. And I was just curious to see how it works. And I'm very happy with the decision.
When you think about the past month, maybe you can briefly explain your selection.
All the negative words like frustration, anxiety, and loneliness comes from the feelings that you are alone at home dealing with a new situation. In my case, I'm an international student. I don't have like a network here of people like family or friends like other Finnish students maybe might have. Yeah, dealing with this new situation alone, knowing that my family was far away in Spain with a completely different situation there compared to Finland. Also, these changes at the university, the frustration of not knowing what's going to happen, I'm going to be able to finish my studies. All that feelings made me feel like anxious and a bit lonely sometimes. But then it was also more at the end of the semester, like an opportunity, or it was positive to see that we could learn new things of working and interacting. So at the end, it had like positive sides.
Educational, because I think we all have had to adapt to the situation. And of course, it has taught us something that we wouldn't have learned if the situation had been normal. The positive surprise was because I have seen like the community come together, like in our school, but also like in Finland, in a bigger scale to kind of tackle this big issue.
competitive came because actually when we've been studying with my friends, we've had like a little bit of a really good community where we can actually like a little bit compete with our studies. And it's been really helpful between us. And then difficult, we've been outside of our campuses for so long. We've been studying from home. And I, for example, haven't ever felt it being actually helpful, but more difficult all the time.
For you, how is it the situation as a student right now? And also, what do you know about how the next semester or semesters will take place?
Only the freshmen and the students who started at the start of the year are going to be in contact studying. And everyone else will be doing online studying or remotely. And we will check the situation again later this autumn. And if it's okay, then all the students will come back.
Yeah, the situation in Laurea is very similar. The new students that started this month have come to the campuses and are studying live, but all the older students have their studies transferred to the online platforms. We don't have any decisions about next spring yet. And also we don't have any exchange students right now, but we do have a small group of online exchange students.
In the case of international students, those who were accepted like in degree programs to do the whole studies are being able to come and to attend classes, but like small and short exchange are not allowed for these semesters. So I'm happy that I can keep with my studies and other students like me can come to study like the whole master program.
When you think of digitization and studying before we had to go to that lockdown, can you just explain a little bit the situation regarding digitization and studying?
So at least my school, Laurea, is very heavily leaning towards the online learning even before the corona situation. Almost half of the students in my school are either online students or are doing at least a part of their studies online. Online students usually have like maybe 1 or 2 days at the campus. And if you have like a mixed style, you might have 1 or 2 days a month or a week, depending on what you're studying. So I think it worked pretty well before, but now it's just in a bigger scale. The platforms that we use have been lately updated. So it came at a very good time that we had all those platforms for online studies sorted out.
In Jyväskylä, we didn't work that much through online platforms before. So it's been a big change for us. Before the lockdown, we had many extracurricular activities and discussion groups and voluntary activities where the students usually participate. These kind of activities were not possible anymore after the lockdown, and we have to move them to online settings, but the interaction was not the same, and the way of meeting new people and creating this network was not the same.
We actually had like same things from both of the universities, and actually in my studies, the contact studies are really important because we're learning about how to affect our communities and like that, how to do youth work and all of that. So it's been like a really big hit towards our studies.
Our school did the online studies even before Corona because it's very popular and it's becoming even more popular in Finland. The online degrees are actually one of the most popular ones in our school. So they have most applicants. You can even become a nurse by completing a full online degree.
What do you think are the reasons for this development that those online study courses are so popular?
The demographic of students is changing a lot. Older people are coming to study like a second degree. So they have a family at home. They might be working at the same time. So it's just so much easier to organize doing the online degree than coming to school every day.
It's inspiring to hear how the described universities have already taken new steps in digitization before, and that this is also a way of embracing a more diverse student body. However, in all cases, the question of the digital social presence remains, of feeling socially connected when studying online. Clara, what you said, everything that happens with people like talking in the corridors, etc. It's hard to put it online. Do you have any ideas or any possible solutions if that might be possible to do it better online?
In my opinion, the way of the interaction in contact activities cannot be replaced by online platforms at all. But I want to be positive, and I think that there are many sources there that we can use for helping the interaction between people and the socialization. I think that the emotional support is also very important in these times. When we have this kind of online meetings, it's important to also ask how are they doing, what problems are they facing. So not only focus, for example, a lecture in the content, also making people participate and trying to bring not the same interaction as you have face-to-face, but at least something that people can feel connected with the conversation.
Spain was struck harder concerning the cases than Finland and other countries. So how was it for you to also be in touch, of course, with at home? And I think you were probably also in touch with students and how they faced the situation. Maybe you can share a few thoughts about the situation.
I didn't know what were really the effects of the virus in people, and I was very worried about my parents and my relatives. And actually, I had to deal with the loss of some of my relatives because of the virus, and I was here, and it was very difficult to feel like I cannot go, I cannot travel and be with my family in this hard moment for them. It created me a lot of anxiety, and something that helped me a lot is that our teachers were very flexible. And for example, I had to ask for an extension to submit my papers, and they were very flexible and they understood my situation perfectly. And they said, okay, take your time.
Coming back to this topic of studying in times of shutdown, what would you say to sum up? Does it actually work?
I think it works for a very traditional ways of teaching, like big mass lectures. And actually, nowadays, I prefer that they are online because it's so much easier to participate in a lecture online. But at least in my school, where we do a lot of project studies, it might be a little tricky because there's involved a lot of different companies that we do these projects with. So I think those studies have not been made since the lockdown started.
Every other person will answer differently for it. For me, myself, it didn't actually work. Well, it did work because the shutdown happened halfway of our semester. So we didn't actually have so much any contact studying left. But because through remote learning, we didn't have like an actual teacher or actual like a social contact all the time. So it made it more difficult. And it made me myself more difficult because I had a really lot of summer studies this summer. Actually, after I stopped studying in the spring, I started studying again for the summer. And I actually now actually stopped it. So it's been a really long time, and I can actually feel a little kind of like a stressful, more stress and more like a little bit like going to burn myself down.
In my case, I think that it worked as a provisional solution. What we needed in that moment is to have social distancing. So the lockdown was necessary. Yeah, I don't think that you can replace everything. And as I said, it worked. And our teachers gave us a solution for this. So we were able to, for example, write a paper instead of doing these school visits. But then what you can learn from the experience is obviously not the same.
We've heard that there are limits of replacing physical studies with online studies, but we've also heard some inspirational approaches, and we want to hear more about it, about new perspectives and inspirational stories.
Misha, earlier you mentioned that you have learned things that you would not have learned otherwise. What are these things you learned? New perspectives, new techniques, personal achievement?
Well, at least from like the student union perspective, I've learned how to build community without actually meeting people. So we actually had to think all this through in the spring and think about how can we welcome all these new students without actually them meeting each other, and how can we create a community. So I think that's something that we took like very big steps with, like forward. And also our student union has been developing online tutoring even before the corona situation, because we have those online students and have had a lot of them for a long time. Now we kind of saw that what it can be on like a bigger scale.
I thought that group work was not possible through online meetings before, and after the lockdown, I can say it's possible. And I was very stressed about it at the beginning because we had like a long project to manage with 5 people. But actually, after some meetings, we start like also sharing, as I said before, our feelings and how we were feeling with this situation and our emotions, and it became like a support for us. And it was, at the end, it was like a very good work because we had nothing else to do at home. So we spent more time than the time that we would spend usually. We finally did a great job, and I learned how to use many online tools that are useful for group work as well.
Because many events and other kind of student gatherings were cancelled. So we had to think outside of the box and create another platforms, virtual platforms where people can actually meet. And we are actually going to continue them this semester because most of the students are away from campuses and we want to give them the feeling of a community still. And for myself, maybe the biggest new thing that I've learned is how to let go of my perfectionist side, because there's been so many things that I have to done during this lockdown. Well, if I'm going to be a perfectionist about everything, then I can actually get anything done. So I had to like let go of that and create another ways of maybe learning sometimes.
There are online exchange students now. How does it work? And is there some chances and potential in that maybe as well for the future?
I'm now a student tutor for the new students, for the freshmen. And some of them are going to start here in person, but some of them are going to start their studies from their home countries and will join us in January. So we have to also welcome them in another way through online platforms. And it's been challenging because we have already met with some of the students here, and we have like a WhatsApp group, and they say that we have meetings and we are going to have lunch or to take a coffee, and then I feel sorry if they feel that we are leaving them apart. So that's why we are trying to have like weekly meetings with them, and everybody is supposed to join. And then also the city of Jyväskylä is going to help like a online city tour. It's a good way to engage these students.
Earlier, you also mentioned positive surprises. So are there things that are working really well, inspirational stories, or can you share some things you experienced?
Yeah, a positive surprise for me was to see that the teachers became more approachable, like they usually are here in Finland. But during the lockdown, I was receiving very supporting messages from them. I didn't expect this personal relationship with professors, because it's usually like this hierarchical distance between students and teachers. So it was like a very nice and beautiful surprise.
In our online studies, we actually got to learn more about the teachers, and there were really like really relaxed and easy moments with them. Actually, sometimes they had like their animals, dogs with them, and actually we got the opportunity for them to open their webcams and show us their dogs and talk about anything about summer plans like that. And that was really helpful because it was really difficult and stressful time, and it kind of still is. But because they were so relaxed and friendly, really open about everything, that it helped us all.
Did you experience a kind of a new solidarity amongst the students? Because you mentioned that there was a kind of a online gathering, drinking coffee together online, but was there also a new supporting culture among the student body?
Well, yes, there was. We talk about our feelings mostly about the situation, how we're going to go forward from this. And right now, at the start of autumn, when we actually found out that we are not going to be in contact studying, and it was a really big bummer for everyone because we were so waiting for it so much. But then when we talked about it in our chat, we started to talk about that it's really great that the freshmen and the students who started at the start of the year go to the context studies, and we're going to go through this and we're going to have more learning groups together and we're not going to leave anyone behind. So it actually that this another situation after that created this more solidarity between us.
It was very supportive to talk with our classmates and other students that were dealing with similar situations. So it felt like suddenly people had more solidarity. And for example, in my program, I felt that some of the students that maybe are more competitive or maybe they try to show their skills among others and say, yeah, I'm very good or that stuff, they relaxed a bit and they were more focused on creating a comfortable environment for everyone and to share our thoughts in these online meetings.
I think when you're engaged in a union, the participation of students and making students' voices heard is always an important subject. Can you share some ideas about in the last months if you feel that happened, like that students were being heard and maybe also ask about such very important subjects?
Actually, SAMOK made this very big study for the situation for students in each University of Applied Sciences. The results were not surprising, like students have been feeling more lonely. And something I would like to especially lift from the answers is that students with families felt most troubles because, of course, if you study from home, you have the kids there, they couldn't go to the daycare. So that was kind of like one group that stood out from the answers. And also, I think SAMOK has been hearing a lot about the student unions because we are their members. So I think we have had bigger solidarity, like between student unions even, and we are like trading different ideas, like how are you doing this, how are you doing that, oh, you have online tutoring, can we borrow that? And I think that has been something that's different this year.
I think we heard a lot about positive outlooks and inspiration for what higher education could look like right now, but also in the future. And that's where we want to look more closely right now, into the future of higher education.
Yeah, if you think of our future, what do you think? How can we create an even better future of higher education?
In my opinion, we should invest more in online studying without forgetting contact studies. And maybe in the future, the universities will grant more difficult opportunities for studying and how to go through the degree.
Yeah, I think the same, that the flexibility of studies is a very big thing in the future. Like, how can you combine your work and your studies? Because more and more people are doing those at the same time. It shouldn't be just a burden. It should be like an opportunity for the students. And also, I think the schools should take a bigger role in the online community because we will have online studies more and more after Corona, I think in almost all universities. So I think the school should take some kind of responsibility that no one is like left behind, because when you study online, you need a lot more of that reassurance and that community.
I think that this experience allows us to learn many positive things. For example, that we can join and continue our studies from any part of the world. But at the same time, I think that we have to reflect a lot on how to implement this online teaching, because there are also some dangers. And for example, I think that some key aspects is that the groups are small and that this interaction or this discussion is still possible in online meetings. And nowadays, the information and the knowledge is there online. Everybody can access it. So actually, what we need from our universities is to learn to be more critical, more innovative, to develop our competencies rather than memorize knowledge and a bunch of information. How to do this online? This is the challenge. I think that in Finland, they already have education as a top priority, so it's already working very well. But in other countries, this situation could be a danger in the sense that the governments, they might think, okay, if we have online teaching now, we can put tons of students with one teacher, and then we can save money. And if we don't hire too many teachers, and we don't need to invest that many resources and money in education, because we don't need to invest in infrastructure, maybe if the students are studying from home. For me, it should be the opposite. A government should put education in the priority, and it's evident that education is changing, but we have to find ways to support this change and this revolution, rather than not investing anymore in education or letting the students put all the resources by themselves. So that's something that I'm a bit worried about.
That's a major challenge in the future, that the quality of education is maintained or even made better, and that we don't find cheap solutions for the sake of cheap solutions instead of good solutions that work for everybody. Can you think of some more major challenges for the next year in higher education, also of some special skills that students need to acquire in order to cope with them?
I think that one skill that it's very important now for students is to know how to be autonomous and how to organize your schedule, how to work with your autonomy as a student and your agency. It's something that we need to learn still.
When you're like studying more independently, you need to learn the studying skills, because not everyone knows like automatically how to do it. And I think that's also something the school should do more than teach like or remember these specific things, is to teach students how to study.
And one thing I actually been thinking about is that students should be more aware of their own welfare and their own mental health, and be able to know where they can seek help or where can they can go and talk when it's difficult. Because mostly when the situation is what it is now, many students are actually in lockdown, but they're in lockdown by themselves. And that actually restricts them from talking or having any social contacts mostly. And it's going to really affect later in the future. So now would be the right time for them to take care of themselves also and know how to.
We've now come to the end, and we will close as we started. The ideal future of higher education. What are the first three words that come into your mind?
Strong, easy, and flexible.
Flexible, affordable, and accessible.
Innovation, independency, and connection.
Next Normal, We Study at Home is a podcast produced by the Next Education Working Group around Ulf Daniel Ehlers, Patricia Bonodo, and Laura Albrecht from the Baden-Württemberg Cooperative State University Karlsruhe in Germany, strongly supported by the ESU, the European Students Union.
Next Normal, We Study at Home.
Uusi normaali, me opiskellaan kotona.
Següent normalitat, estudiem a casa.